ThomasGod.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas.
Hey, Sister Mary. What you got this round?
Brother Thomas, let me see if I understand what you taught us last week. I asked you what you meant by our life is hidden Christ. This is my understanding, that Christ's perfect life that he lived upon this earth now covers and protects and keeps us in a positionally right relationship with God. And his death was the punishment for our past sins, and that Christ's perfect obedient life keeps us right with the law and God, because his life fulfills the law for us in this present day. Because his life is a substitute for our imperfect life that we now live as believers. Now, I also understand that because of Christ's death, my trust and dependence upon his death for my sins, I am put in a right relationship with God positionally. But that while I am in this position, I am in a process of being made right. Like a car in a garage being fixed by a mechanic. Before the car was taken to the mechanic, it wasn't running right. But now it is being worked on to be made right, so that it may run again right. So before we came to Christ, we lived in the sin behavior. But now we are in God's garage being worked on, so that we might run or live right again in the love behavior. Before we came to Christ, our life was running rough, just like a car that is not running right, because something is not functioning as it should. Our malfunction is how we behave in hate, anger, bitterness, jealousy, fighting, slander, gossip, murder, theft, disobedient to authority, unforgiving, the whole sin behavior. God has us in the garage trying to fix us so we can run right again in joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, self-control, giving, and forgiveness. So how can anyone determine my condition as long as I am in the garage being fixed?
Yes, Sister Mary, that is a very good example. Another example that I like to use is the baking of a cake. Can a judge at a cake judging contest judge or criticize a cake while the baker is gathering its ingredients? Of course, the answer is no. Can he determine its perfection or flaws when the baker is putting the eggs, salt, flour, milk, sugar, vanilla, baking powder and chocolate into the bowl? I think not. Can the judge determine or make decisions upon its flavor while it is still in the oven baking? I really don't think so. Can he come to any conclusion without the icing? No. As long as the cake is in process, no one can, nor does anyone have the right to determine the condition of the cake until the process is finished. We are, of course, we are the cake, and we are in God's kitchen as believers, and until God has finished the process, no one can judge us or condemn us rightly until the process of God making us right is finished. Are we in the right position with God? Yes, we are in his kitchen. And we got there by his son's death. And by our confessing that we are sinners, and of course, trusting and depending upon his death to be the punishment for our sins. The car wash ideal came from Titus 3:5 that we used last week, about the car being in process while the dirt is being washed. In Titus 3:5, we can see two jobs of the Holy Spirit in the believer's life. Scripture says, according to his mercy, he delivered us to a place of safety by the washing of, and the word of means that which proceeds from, regeneration. Regeneration is referring to making us new again, and the renewing of, and again, that word of means that proceeds from the Holy Ghost. Now let's read it with the correct definitions in place. The scripture says, according to his mercy, he delivered us to a place of safety by the washing that proceeds from the making of us new and the renewing that proceeds from the Holy Ghost. This process of making us new again and making us a new creature is a work of the Holy Spirit. As you see, it is an ongoing process that started when you came to Christ and continues in you, even as you live today. The ing in the word washing and renewing is speaking of a continued action that is not yet finished. The Holy Spirit is in the process of making us new again. He is in the process of washing us. We are in the process. Ephesians 2:10 says, we are his workmanship in Christ Jesus. The work created, the word created means in the Greek to make. In other words, we are being made. We are not yet made, but we are in the process of being made a new creature. A cake, in short, we are a cake, not finished. A car, being fixed. A car, in the car wash. We are his workmen, we are his workmanship, or we are the thing which God is working on. Now, let me answer the question, where's the garage? Or, what is the oven or car wash? Understand that the right position that we are put in by Christ's death for our sins, but actually, in biblical terms, we are in the Spirit. Romans 8:9, the verse says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. The garage, kitchen, and car wash is the believer being in the Spirit. And according to Romans, you may know this if you have the Holy Spirit living in you. Now, in all reality, the garage is actually you, and the kitchen is you, and the car wash is you, because the mechanic and the baker is the Holy Spirit. And wherever the baker is, that is the kitchen. The Holy Spirit is in you, and therefore you are the garage where the mechanic is working. Your body is where the Holy Spirit is, where the Holy Spirit is living, or should I say is working. And both the mechanic and the car are in the same house or place. The car is in the garage, and so is the mechanic. So also the body is the dwelling place of both you and the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of God, which is in you, which you have, that is of God? So the body is the car wash, kitchen, and the garage. And you are the cake and the car. And the Holy Spirit is the baker and the mechanic. Now, the positional place of the believer after coming to Christ is you're in the Spirit. And this is referring to our position. This has nothing to do with being filled with the Spirit or being baptized with the Spirit. And the only condition of being placed in the Spirit is you must have the Holy Spirit living in you. And that's all. Who has the Spirit living in them? Well, according to Ephesians 1:13, a person who believes the gospel and confesses themselves to be a sinner and accepts Christ's death as their own for their sins. At that moment, we are sealed with the Holy Ghost. A believer, positionally, can never again be in the flesh, positionally. A person who is not a believer has a relationship with the spirit of disobedience or sin and is in the flesh and not in the Spirit, because they do not have the Holy Spirit living in them. But a person who comes to Christ, his position is changed from the flesh to being in the Spirit by having the Spirit come and live in them. He now has a relationship with the Holy Spirit. So the conclusion is, after coming to Christ, we are brought into a relationship with the Holy Spirit at the time He comes and dwells in us. And we become the workmanship of Christ by the Holy Ghost. And that this work of making us new again, or making us like He first created Adam and Eve, by removing sin from us and bringing us back to a pure state, takes place within the believer. And as long as this renewing process is going on, we cannot be condemned or judged as a sinner until the process is finished. And then we shall become as He is. Does this answer your question, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net. Thank you.